Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of Dawah Around the World, Pakistan under Khilafah. On the second day of Ramadan, the Pakistani regime did not hold back even in this blessed month and seized engineer Waqas mercilessly after the Jummah prayers. Brother Naveed Butt, who has been missing for 6 years, yet there is no consoling word of his whereabouts or well-being. Arshad Jamal, another dear brother, who was imprisoned for more than 2 years previously, again was forcibly taken from his home and there is no signs of his release. Countless sincere brothers of the like are missing or imprisoned with abandoned and broken loved ones left behind. Subhanallah. Why? What's their crime? Pakistan, despite possessing the world's 7th largest army, nuclear capability, 6th largest population in the world, a rich and diverse agriculture, and considerable mineral resources, it finds itself amongst the most impoverished, dependent, and corrupt nation today. Questioning this bizarre reality is their crime. Feeling agitation for this inexplicable situation is their crime. Calling for the best laws, values and systems because it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's is their crime. Hizb ut-Tahrir Pakistan, who promised to lead the Ummah on the Haqq, recognizes that the Muslims want to see Pakistan as an Islamic state through the love they have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their desire and sentiments for Islamic ruling is so intense and obvious in their struggles and difficulties they have to face daily due to the absence of this system. They yearn for its implementation. At such a time of need, the Hizb has issued a manifesto entitled Pakistan, Khilafah and the Reunification of the Muslim World. It provides a real vision for Pakistan under the Khilafah, detailing the true essence of the system's application, the ruling system. Pakistan's ruling system of today is a colonialist system left by the British so that the colonists can control and manipulate the affairs of Pakistan through it for their benefits and pleasures. The Khilafah will ensure that all laws will be implemented on the basis of the Sharia evidence, and it will be binding on the Khalifa to derive all rules from the Quran and the Sunnah. The economic system. Pakistan's economic system of today consists of oppressive taxation, privatization of public properties, the inescapable yet deliberate debt trap due to riba, and the weak currency status of the rupee. This has all led to the poor quality of life in Pakistan. The Khilafa will ensure immense resources of oil, gas, electricity and minerals are public properties, so load shedding would never exist. Riba will be wiped away. Domestic investment will be encouraged over foreign investment, providing jobs for the people and heavily helping businesses, all to thrive the economy of the state. And the judicial system. Pakistan's judicial system of today is where the criterion for justice are humans' whims and desires. This has meant Sharif, Zardari, can get away with corruption. Thousands of innocents are oppressed and the wealthy can always pay off their crime. In the Khilafah system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole true sovereign. No man is above the law or accounting, be it a ruler or a judge. And the process to obtain justice will be made easy. For defendants, no long monthly or yearly waits for verdicts. And for the criminals, there will be the fear that immediate sentencing will occur. Who wouldn't want to live under such conditions and circumstances? Hence, the only path for liberation is the establishment of the Khilafah. Hizb ut-Tahrir Pakistan, through outlining its vision for the world in this manifesto, calls on the Muslims to respond, to aid the work by rushing to fulfill this great obligation and bring back the inevitable Khilafah. It calls upon the Muslim armies to grant the Nusra to protect and uphold the honor of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 24. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us amongst those who respond. Protect the responding ones who have been taken by the tyrants and oppressors, and grants us the honor of witnessing the Khilafah's return. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.